That's our cue to talk about what's happening on the Bryant Park Project blog. Who better to have that conversation with than our web editor, Laura Conaway, who joins us in the studio. Hey, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing okay on this Monday morning. What's going on in your cyber world?
Well, you guys remember last week the so-called DC Madam was found hanged in her mother's home down in Florida?
Yeah.
It's Deborah Jean Palfrey. She'd been convicted back in the middle of April, I think actually on tax day, for several counts related to what prosecutors said was a high-end call ring, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And she was looking at about 4 to 6 years in federal prison. A Twitter friend checked in and said that her stepsister had been friends with Palfrey since high school, and she gave me her number. So I talked to Debbie Hudspeth Blazek, who described her friend as a former member of the Future Nurses Club, a majorette, shy, serious, someone who always came to your side. And what struck me about it was, you scratch the surface of any given news story, and underneath it are human beings. I mean, here's this person, the D.C. madam, who's, you know, facing federal time in a quite high-profile case. And here's her friend who remembers her as someone she really cared about a great deal.
I really feel bad that, you know, there's been so much going on in my life that whenever she was convicted, I wish I had, you know, taken 5 seconds to sit down to say I was thinking about her. And I thought about it, just never got around to it. Now I feel bad that I didn't. I just always thought that I would have time, you know, that she would be here, that I could catch up and, you know, get caught up on emails and tell her that I, you know, she was still my friend and to stay strong.
So I posted a little Q&A with her. It's kind of fun to listen to.
Yeah, I mean, she had said in interviews that she wasn't going to go to jail.
That's what she'd said. And yet, you know, the Blazek says that she's not convinced. I mean, she just can't quite bring herself to see that this person she was friends with would do that in her mother's home to her mother. You know, she always thought that she would try to appeal it.
When you called Debbie Hudspeth Blazek and said, yes, I know a Twitter friend, and she said, I'm sure, what's that? Was she happy to talk to you, or did it take some convincing?
No, I think she was happy to talk to me. What she didn't want was someone to come fishing for all the negative things about this person who had been a friend to her for so many years. But in terms of getting to describe her friend as a person, she was very much into that.
Mm-hmm. Real quickly, what else you got cooking on the web?
You know, there's a really interesting little thing to check out. There's a slideshow that Wynne Rosenfeld and Jacob Gans put together last week about Norwegian black metal. And it really drew some comments that I won't go into too far here, but check them out, where people are actually taking apart at a very high level a genre of music that we just don't, the rest of us don't know that much about. And you realize how much they do know.
Well, good. There's something for everyone on the BPP blog.
We aim.
And don't forget, book club. I'm going to have a conversation with the author of The God of Animals, Aaron Kyle, today. That's going to air later this week on the BPP. So you've got, I don't know, a couple more hours to submit your questions or comments to the author, and I'll put those to her.
And a couple more days to read the book.
Oh, yeah, a couple more days to read the book, if you haven't finished. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Check out our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park, BPP web editor Laura Conaway. And that does it for this hour of the BPP, but we're always online, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.